Well, definitely appreciate, you know, I think the thing foremost above everything else there is that we will always be forthright with the media. We're not trying to hide behind any smoke screens or dispel anything there, and you know, that's the intent of what today is. I don't think it's any surprise that, you know, there's been word about the audit that the Garden City Community College went through this year with the football program. And before we get into that there, I just want to, I guess, preface everything by saying, and it's my opinion, and I'm entitled to it, we do run a very ethical, legal, and moral, morally upright athletic program, and I will stand by that. With that being said, the national office validated that. Throughout the process here, we've been back and forth here for about 4 weeks, submitting documents, information, you know, pretty lengthy process there with the audit, to the point where the national office stated that it was the cleanest audit that was reviewed there this year. The issue that came up there that we're wanting to talk about and kind of, I guess, get out on the table there and be happy to answer any questions about. There was a technicality there that we were informed about in writing concerning one of our student athletes. The issue comes about with a change in protocol that the national office had on a transfer form that was put into place last year. This form essentially allows institutions to sign student athletes to a second-year agreement, scholarship agreement, so that other institutions know they're planning on, they've got a commitment to staying at this institution. If that form is not signed by June 15th of each year, essentially that makes that student a recruitable athlete. The incident that we had in question there with our student athlete there is we had a transfer student who had actually transferred to Garden City in the spring of 2013. Came and was actually attending, paying his own way, was not on scholarship, was a walk-on student here at Garden City in the spring of 2013. Had the release paperwork there from the institution there that they were transferring from, and had been in contact with the institution. National office, through the audit process there, felt like the transfer paperwork that they had developed and put into place last year, which is called the second year form, was not signed by this student and submitted to the national office. Our understanding, and when I say our understanding, I'm saying the college administration, in athletics had attended a conference in Colorado Springs last year that was put on by the national office in an eligibility seminar. Throughout this two-day conference, there was considerable conversation on this two-year agreement, to the point where, you know, the great deal of attendees that were at this conference were very unclear as to the intent and the reason behind why the second-year agreement was put into place. We left that conference being very confused. And our commissioner, you know, Bryce Roderick, was out there, the Region 6 men's director, Randy Stang, who's the athletic director at Hutch, was at this conference. And I would say that it wasn't just our confusion, because we came back and had a Region 6 and conference meeting there later on that summer, to the point where all the athletic directors within the conference and the region felt like a proposal needed to be made to the national office to eliminate this form because of the confusion that was created and schools really not understanding that if I don't sign a kid by June 15th, that essentially states that the student's recruitable. And so the consensus at our conference and region meeting was that we would make a proposal from our region to the national office to eliminate that. And that proposal will be going forward here this January to the national meeting. I say all this because the form that's in question, the form that's going to be eliminated, is the form that we are that we have been found to have not had in place there on the student athlete. And because of that, the student athlete played in the first three. Actually played in the first four games, but the first three wins that we had with the Bronkbuster football team there this year, he did compete in. And because he competed, the national office said that he was ineligible at the time that he competed. So they have required us to forfeit the first three wins of the season. And, you know, I think there's a great deal of probably misinformation out there on Twitter, Facebook, e-media, and different things like that. And quite honestly, you know, the discussions that we had with the national office and with our commissioner, we had asked for the chance to be able to visit with media, our coaches, and our student athletes first before anything was ever released online. We weren't afforded that. We weren't afforded that opportunity, and things came to light there. We were actually informed in writing. You know, we exhausted, and I mean exhausted, the appeals process. You know, we made a special trip out to the national office just to visit with them about the confusion, and it wasn't just our confusion; it was region-wide, and I think even nationally about this one form. We felt like it was a very minor technicality to call into question, and from that there, from that meeting, they had provided to us an email there that stated what their findings were, and we appealed that to the National Executive Committee and received word back there on Monday of this week that the National Executive Committee was going to uphold the National Office decision.